Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Vesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Love the energy. Love the energy. And we love it when the Chiefs Kingdom Show replicates GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. A lot of you were there last night at the game. We got a sellout crowd here tonight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like Arrowhead. But the crowd was – Andy's going to talk about it. I'm going to ask Andy about the crowd. But what an incredible night. The crowd was able to get 11 penalties on the Raiders last night. It was so loud in that place, really one of the loudest – games that we have heard in that stadium. And this score just in, we just got this in. Chiefs 30, Raiders 29. We are at the Mission Hy-Vee tonight, just off Mart Way. We're halfway between Johnson Drive and Shawnee Mission Parkway. We are just a couple rocks throw from the intergalactic headquarters of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. That's right. You'll see the spaceships fly in and out as the show goes on. But this is the closest Hy-Vee to the headquarters of Odyssey and the largest network in the National Football League. So we're excited to have you out here tonight. Wearing the Crucial Catch hoodie tonight because last night was our Crucial Catch game. We just want to bring out the importance of screening. We got folks here tonight in the audience. And all of us, in one way, shape, or form, have dealt with cancer in our families. We got cancer survivors here tonight. Susie Bling Bling is here tonight, of course, and fighting it. Spartacus Dan Israel, of course, has fought colon cancer. But the colors that are on the hoodie represent the different cancers. And screening is so very important, and being proactive is so very important in so many areas. And it's not just a month. It is year-long. And becomes a lifestyle for us. So that's where we're in the hoodie tonight for those of you not here with us live. I did not wear it last night, nor did Mac McMullen, senior team reporter, nor did Danan Hughes, analyst on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. For some reason, the NFL gave black and white hoodies for Crucial Catch. Sorry, I'm all about Crucial Catch. I ain't going to wear a black and white hoodie to a Raiders game. Sorry. What are we thinking, people? What are we thinking? You know, people, what are you? Come on. We'll go make the Raiders wear a red one. See what they think. But anyway, Chiefs win the game. Awesome in this contest to get that done. By the way, here at Hy-Vee tonight, again, in Mission, make sure you score the savings. Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day, night after a game. Still can roll with this. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 30 last night, based on the amount that you spend. Meaning the Chiefs scored 30, you spend, you can save 30 cents a gallon on fuel with any $30 purchase. So the more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a game, only at Hy-Vee. So that's still going tonight. A lot of you can take advantage of that here after the show. Okay, we saw some history last night. Travis Kelce, the best tight end to ever play in the National Football League. We all love T-Guns. I love T-Guns. Pro Football Hall of Fame, Tony Gonzalez. But don't talk to me about Shannon Sharp. Don't talk to me about Kittle or any of these other guys. Nobody has done what Travis Kelce has done at the tight end position in the 103-year history of the National Football League. Just saying, all right? Not one, not two, not three, four touchdowns, Kansas City. For Kelce to get four touchdowns in that game was huge. You rookies, it's huge. All right, that was huge in that game. But not only Kelce. The defense last night, oh, the Raiders are going to go for two to try to take the lead. Smash-o, bash-o, right in the middle of the line, Colin Saunders. Also Derek Nnadi. Also in the middle, Chris Jones, who played a phenomenal game last night. That was huge. And not only that. Not only that, but when that defense held them out for the two-point conversion and held on those last possessions at the end of the game, the Chiefs and the Chiefs defense was able to put the hammer down. And for you rookies, those of you listening, need to know that we have the golden hammer that's here every night. This is the holy grail of hammers that is kept in the Smithsonian every week, and we fly it in here for the show. So that is the golden hammer. For those of you who are here live tonight at our sellout crowd here at Hy-Vee. So anyway, and then Jerick McKinnon. For him, we were hurting. We're going to talk about it with Coach here in a minute. But Jerick McKinnon stepping up and getting that 30-yard run when we need it the most, that was huge. All right. We also turn the page in this show. Those of you veterans know we don't snivel on a loss. We don't wait too long to celebrate a win. So it's 3-2-1 starting of Bills week. So count it down with me. 3-2-1. It's Bills week, and here they come. All right, last year, the divisional playoff game, 13 seconds. We know how much can happen in 13 seconds. All right, they wipe us out last year in October, but the AFC Championship game the year before, we beat them. So it's on. Here they come again. I looked at it today, 17 offensive categories. They are number one, I believe, or two, in seven of those 14 categories, same with defense. So this is a really stout team coming in. I think they're better than the team we played last year or the team 2 years ago. A lot of great folks here tonight. We got the Armenian Embassy here tonight. Queen Esther's here. The Geeks are here, of course, leading the way. Snowstorm Sandy and Puppet Lady is here tonight, the famous Puppet Lady. Redcoaters are here tonight as well. And we have a season ticket holder here who's only missed two games in 54 years. Yes, Mr. Arrowhead to all of you. Two games in 54 seasons. My question, your question, what two games did he miss? I'll let you fill that in. Anyway, we have got a great show for you tonight. We're expecting Pro Football Hall of Famer Will Shields. Yep, gold jacket. We're going to play like we're in Canton, Ohio tonight and at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. When we come back, though, we're going to hear from Big Red, working on a short week to get ready for the Bills. He'll talk about last night's game. Andy Reid coming your way next on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Chiefs have McKinnon in at running back. Third down. Less than a yard to go for a touchdown. Raiders lead 17 to nothing.
Mahomes, two eligible to the right. They look to the left. Now they go for the middle. Back of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Kansas City. Travis Kelce with the touchdown reception from Patrick Mahomes. And a great route by Kelce.
Well, welcome back on this special Tuesday night edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Again, with Monday Night Football, a short week for the Chiefs as they get ready for a huge game on Sunday afternoon at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee in Mission, one of our favorite locations in the Chiefs Kingdom, very close to the intergalactic headquarters of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network, part of Odyssey, of course. It's a Canton, Ohio night. We're going to have Pro Football Hall of Famer Will Shields, the best right guard to ever play in the National Football League, will be my guest very shortly. But let's, before we check in with head coach Andy Reid, just a reminder, one of the things I really like from Hy-Vee during the season is this Kingdom Bundle. I don't know if you've seen this, with this big game coming up. I know we love high school football, college football, just tons of huge games coming up. This Kingdom Bundle that you will find at Hy-Vee makes game day easy for your tailgate or your home gate, and you'll please your crowd. You get a Kingdom Meat Bundle. It's four burgers, four pork chops, four bratwursts, four chicken breasts, all for just $30. Plus, score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchased. You can't lose with this. Check it out. It's the Kingdom Bundle at Hy-Vee, including right here at the Hy-Vee in Mission. All right, let's check in with head coach Andy Reid. He is grinding away on a short week. Again, it's a 3:25 start against the Buffalo Bills, who come in riding high after blowing out Pittsburgh on Sunday. And Josh Allen had a big game for the Bills. But it's the biggest game, again, this week for the Chiefs. It seems like this is the sixth game for the Chiefs coming into this game at 4-1, and it seems like at least half these have been the biggest game on the schedule for the NFL each week. But let's go back to last night. The Chiefs were down 17-0 in another chapter of this long Chiefs Raider rivalry that has lasted for 63 seasons. These two teams just whack on each other and have for years, and last night was no exception. Another chapter, another crazy game. The Chiefs were down 17 but rallied to win 30-29. We can talk about offense. We're going to talk about offense in just a second. But Coach Andy Reid, the defense in this game and to hold the Raiders at the end of the game was something very noteworthy.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of our defense stepping up that last drive, man. That they've got good players and they're very well coached. I mean, very well coached. So we knew that coming in, and that record, you can't go by their record. Josh has done a fine job there.
30-29, Kansas City. Single back is Jacobs. Carr is under center. Still 14 seconds on the play clock. Chiefs showing a run blitz. So Carr is going to throw a play action. Here comes a blitz. They throw it to the left side. Incidental contact. The pass is overthrown. It is incomplete. I'm looking for flags. I see none. The Chiefs have held on fourth down and one on a blitz on Carr at 41 seconds to go in the game to preserve a 30-29 lead.
As far as players that stood out, was in our D-line. We had to reach down deep at the D-line, and Colin Saunders played heck of a game. Herring played a nice game, stepping in. He got a ton of snaps. Bolton was off the charts with his tackle. I mean, it's going to be hard to find another guy in the league that, you know, the tackle's better than Bolton. I mean, he's unbelievable.
And the Chiefs defense had to show toughness and grit in this game. The Raiders had a very unusual approach to this game because they used an unbalanced line of tackle over tackle a lot. You'll see that in short yardage or at the goal line, but not as a base offense. And that's what the Raiders were able to do last night. Think about this. They went guard, tackle, tackle. That's 900 pounds a human with a fullback running behind those guys. But the ball carrier, Josh Jacobs, was behind all of that. It made it very difficult for the Chiefs defensively, and they had to show some toughness and gap control all night long.
Yeah, they, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's, they were tough there. So, you know, we can learn some things from this.
But it wasn't just the defense that had to show grit in this game last night against the Raiders in this 30-29 victory. The offense didn't have much going on. There was an 18-yard pass to Marquez Valdez-Scantling down by 17. But it was a run by Jerick McKinnon. Sometimes we lose games, we look at the final stats, but we forget the play that really got things started. It was McKinnon's 30-yard run that seemed to flip the game, or at least energize the Chiefs and the crowd.
Yeah, his patience was setting things up was great. That's that veteran in him, and he's a smart kid too, and so he really came through for us.
Second and 17, Chiefs at their own 36, trailing 17-0. Four-man front this time. They're going to give it off McKinnon on a run left. Breaks two tackles, gets across the 45, still running, and he's got a first down and breaks free at the 35-yard line and finally tackled at the Raider 34. What a run by Jerick McKinnon. All 209 pounds, a 30-yard run, and literally 25 yards after contact.
But this was a night, an unforgettable night for Travis Kelce, an unforgettable player, one of the most underrated players in the history of the National Football League. It wasn't a big fantasy number night for Travis Kelce if you had him for receiving yards, just 25. But if you had him for touchdowns, man, you hit gold, because Kelce, four touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, 25 yards, four touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty good, you know, so pretty amazing stat. And you know, he's banged up a little bit. He got hit a few times, but he sure did a nice job.
So for Kelce, it was another record-setting night. Four receiving touchdowns in a single game ties the all-time Kansas City Chiefs record, with Jamaal Charles also against the Raiders. Remember his screen pass touchdown day against the Raiders in 2013. And then Frank Jackson, back the early days of the Kansas City Chiefs, had four touchdowns in one game against the Chargers. For an NFL record, Kelce's four receiving touchdowns by a tight end was second in NFL history, only to Kellen Winslow, who had five in 1981. For Kelce, 131 consecutive games with the pass reception. That ties the all-time Kansas City Chiefs record with Tony Gonzalez. So Sunday afternoon, Kelce can break that record against the Buffalo Bills. And then currently in the National Football League, 131 straight games with a catch for Kelce. That dates back to September the 7th, 2014. That trails only DeAndre Hopkins, who has 136 consecutive games with the catch as far as active streaks. So for Kelce, it was a night to remember. And for the Chiefs, a 30-29 victory over the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes is grinding away. Patrick Mahomes is getting it done. Still one of the leaders in the league with 1920-plus passes. His overall passer rating of quarterbacks with at least 150 attempts is second in the National Football League. And his 15 touchdown passes currently lead the league going into this showdown with the Buffalo Bills. But it's not necessarily a 300 or 350 or 400-yard passing game. Mahomes is grinding and making the winning plays necessary to get the Chiefs to 4-1. But this night was also about the crowd, and it was not lost on Andy Reid just how terrific the crowd at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium was for this win over the Raiders.
Crowd was unbelievable. They were phenomenal, loud, aggressive, and stayed that way for four quarters. Man, my hat goes off to them. I love bringing people in here to play, just to be introduced to that crew. I mean, they're tremendous.
Yeah, the GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium crowd, 11 Raider penalties in this game, many due to the crowd. The crowd was phenomenal, and hopefully will be the same on Sunday afternoon with the Buffalo Bills game at 3:25. Andy Reid not only loves his redheads that come here to the Chiefs Kingdom show, but he also loves the Red Sea of the Kingdom at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. All right, a lot of discussion today around the National Football League and around the Chiefs Kingdom about the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Chris Jones. It also comes on the heels of the controversial call against the Atlanta Falcons in the Falcons and Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on the Sunday prior. Now, Coach is very judicious about this, doesn't want to get fined from the league, but he knows how to handle it. Coach is also very interested in protecting the shield of the National Football League. He's involved in some competition committees. The discussion will continue here about what to do about protecting the quarterback, but also about allowing guys to be able to play defensively. Chris Jones obviously frustrated after the game, but had some very good comments about it. But for Andy Reid, he gets it. He knows that the discussion must continue.
Yeah, listen, I'm into the league. I'm on a couple committees there, and I understand protecting the quarterback. That's important. It is important. There's a fine line, right? I mean, we've just got to sort that out. But these guys, I mean, you know, they work their butt off to do a good job for us out here. You know, and the league spends time doing it and looking at it. And so, but you know, sometimes there's a point where you got to let guys play, and we've just got to find where that happy medium is.
Well, the tough schedule continues with the Bills this week. We knew going in it would be a tough schedule. The Chiefs are 4-1 after five games, and again, the Chiefs, the first team in NFL history to play their first eight games against teams that had winning records the year prior. Also, the Chiefs have had to play in five different time slots. They've played Thursday night football, Sunday at noon, Sunday at 3-ish. They have played Sunday night football, and they've played Monday night football. Now, they play at 3:25 on Sunday afternoon, so it's a short week for the Chiefs against a fiery hot Buffalo Bill team led by Josh Allen. The injury situation is of note here, and Andy Reid addressed it after last night's game.
As far as the injuries go, Wharton tore his ACL, his left knee. Cook had a concussion. Clark was sick. Lammons hurt his right hip, came out, and Fenton had cramps, came out.
So now the question is, with the short week, who's going to be available to go against the Bills on Sunday afternoon? Mike Dana, could he be back on the defensive line? Defensive line depth becomes an issue now with the season-ending injury to Turk Wharton. The Chiefs do have Danny Shelton on Taylor Stallworth on the practice squad. That will help with rotational depth, and Colin Saunders elevating his play, playing the best football of his career to help Derek Nnadi and Chris Jones up front in that defensive line rotation. Also, can the Chiefs get Harrison Butker back at kicker? But again, the Chiefs against the Bills, another big game this week at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. When we come back, again, we're at the Hy-Vee in Mission, very near the headquarters of the Chiefs Radio Network, but we have Pro Football Hall of Fame right guard Will Shields. He'll be joining me when we come back. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes with McKinnon stationed to his left. Kelce, the walking boss, goes in motion left. They flood the left side. Caught by Kelce and into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City shielding the defender like he does so well, and then spinning that shoulder into the end zone, and the Chiefs start the third quarter with a touchdown drive.
We are back live on the Chiefs Kingdom Show again tonight. We're at Hy-Vee. Yeah, we love it when the Chiefs Kingdom Show replicates GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. We need all that spirit this Sunday on a short week to take on the Buffalo Bills. Travis Kelce, not one, not two, not three, but four touchdowns in that game. Kelce, no equal in what he's been able to accomplish as a tight end in National Football League history. We got the little guy over there at the counter. It's time for everybody here with the Bills coming to town to put the hammer down, baby. A reminder, this Kingdom Bundle, I don't know if you've been able to see it. I talked about it with Coach a little bit, but the Kingdom Bundle is awesome. Four burgers, four chops, four bratwursts, four chicken breasts, four touchdowns. It's just $30. So check it out at Hy-Vee. All right. We're going to have him join us via the intergalactic line of the Chiefs Radio Network here. As Will Shields will join us again on a short week. We're not able to have the current player, and Will will join us tonight. Let's just let you know about the young man who will be joining us here now. We do have him, right? Shotgun Jackson, by the way, is our on-site engineer. What a great name, Shotgun Jackson. We have a lot of mommies in the room. You know when he was born, the mommy just goes, he looks like I should call him Shotgun. So what a name. Yes, Shotgun Jackson. That's his real name. It's on his birth certificate. All right. This young man, a brilliant 14-year career, never missed a game in 14 years. Pretty crazy. And started every game but one, 12 Pro Bowls, former All-Pro, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year in 2003. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tonight the best right guard to ever play in the National Football League, Will Shields.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
It's game night right here, I'm telling you, Will. It is game night. They're ready to get a false start on the Buffalo Bills as we speak. They're raring to go, and they didn't have much sleep either.
I understand that.
Well, let's just, I mean, your Raider history, I was looking it up today, 21-7 against the Raiders. I mean, there was times you just pounded these dudes. 12 of the first 13 you beat them, and then you ended your career against the Raiders with 8 wins in a row. That felt like old school Raiders week. Weird Wolf was here tonight talking about it like that was old school Raiders because there was a lot of chipping and talking going on. Your thoughts of that game last night?
Well, one thing about it is that, you know, anytime you play the Raiders, you have to be up, you have to be ready to go. And I think in the first couple of plays there, it was sort of that wake-up call in the first quarter of football of, okay, these guys, somebody understands the history and was trying to make sure that everybody was ready. But I was glad to watch the Chiefs, you know, come back in the second quarter and put things in the right place of what it needed to happen to win the game. But it was, you know, of course, just like everyone else, one of those nail biters that you're going back and forth and fighting up and down, but the emotional roller coaster of playing the Raiders always takes the cake.
No one played your position any better than you did at right guard, and I'll argue that all the days of my life. But I want to ask you about the offensive line because we've seen this thing kind of ebb and flow. The injuries last night affected things some. Trey Smith could not go. Trying to hold up your tradition at right guard. Couldn't go last night, so Nick Allegretti had to fit in. But we saw against the Colts, and let's be honest, and the O-line admitted it, they got worked by that Colt defensive line. The next week, just the opposite. The Chiefs offensive line showed their fangs at the Buccaneers and controlled that game against one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL, much like you guys did against Ray Lewis and the Ravens back in the day. But then last night it was almost like a Rocky movie going back and forth. What about an offensive line trying to get consistency and the offensive line setting the tone for a game?
Exactly, and that's what made it tough. You know, you watch, and actually I was in Indianapolis to watch that game, so I was there watching it live, and it looked like that was part of that growing pain of trying to figure out, hey, this is the things we want to do, how we want to do it, and then to come out and play in Tampa Bay and beat up on that defensive line like they, you know, like they should. It was sort of a wake-up call. And then last night, you know, and I think what's really good is that they understand what they can do and they understand their highs and lows. And then the coordinator does a good job of putting in pieces to help each other out. And, you know, and that's one thing you got to understand is that you got to put those pieces together, whether you might need a chip, you might need a B-gap rail runner, you might need somebody helping you here and there just a little bit to get it started. But it all comes down that you're working together for a win. And I think the line did a great job. And, you know, I was actually looking forward to seeing Trey play yesterday. And I'm hoping that he gets healthy so that I can watch him back on the field and watch him make things happen, him and Humphrey in the middle for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that even further here in a little bit. But I want to ask you first about how Allegretti had to fit in last night at right guard. Now, he had 9 regular season starts prior to last night, all had been at left guard. Then he had to play in the playoffs in 2020, all at left guard. Last night was his first night at right guard, and he had a big dude across from him, and that front of the Raiders is pretty good. You had to do the same thing. Your only one game you did not start, and the week two you were out there. Actually, week one you had to be being thrust into that role like Nick Allegretti, the challenge there, and then retell your story because it's such a great one with Joe Montana in the huddle.
Yeah, well, you know, I got the opportunity. I went through training camp. When I first came in, I was a little nervous about what I needed to do, and each week tried to learn something new and got to training camp, and we went out to the first game. It was in Tampa Bay. Of course, they had just traded for Joe Montana, and I ended up being a third-round draft pick here in Kansas City. And come to find out, a couple of plays into the game, our left tackle or left guard, I think it was his calf at that point, his calf, or he had pulled a calf or hurt of a calf a couple of days before that in practice. So they moved the right guard to left guard and give me my opportunity to play. And, you know, of course, the first thing they tell you is that whatever you do, just don't get Joe hit. So that was the thing that was in the back of your mind, is making sure that Joe Montana doesn't get hit. And then from there on, you know, I've got the opportunity to hold down that position for the next 14 seasons. And, you know, it's sort of like one of those things I always tell people, that, you know, you never know when your number's called, but you have to step up and be ready. And, you know, I think the young guy from last night did a good job of playing that right guard spot.
But let's just go through the what was going through Nick's mind when he's finding out, dude, you're the guy. You got to go. You never played this spot before. Just how, I mean, what goes through a player's mind when they're saying, hey, this is you, dude, go.
You know, it's more a scramble mode. You know, was there any pre-prep? Was there any, hey, do we make you do swing, you know, during practice or what have you? If you're, sometimes your coach has a little forethought or foreknowledge of, well, maybe he might have to play a little bit of this and that. So they give him a couple of reps over there, but it's nothing like being over there all the time in your comfort zone. You know, you probably had like 20 different stances if you hadn't been over there in a while. You're changing your stance up all the time if you go from the right hand down to the left hand down. You know, you feel like a fish out of water, but the good thing about it is just moving from guard to guard. At least, you know, the playbook is solid. You have to flip everything in your mind. And, you know, those kind of things are all things you're going through. And if you notice, our quarterback likes to change the plays quite a bit and everything else. So, You got to have that also in your mind of, you know, which way you're going and who you're working with.
I always tell people, they go, really, is that a big deal? I go, well, try to eat peas. If you're right-handed, use your left hand to eat peas. I mean, That's what we got with offensive linemen. When you have to play right-left, they think, oh, that's no big deal. No, it's, I mean, you got to train your brain and your body to do it. It's completely different, and I'm just fascinated by it. I want to ask you about something else. You played in the league for 14 years in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Something has happened this year, Will, that I've never seen. I've only been in the league 29 years, so I'm just getting started. But the Kansas City Chiefs, in the first 5 weeks, have played at five different start times. There is only five windows you can play in, right? I just talked to Coach a little bit about it, in the fact that it's you can play Sunday at noon, you can play Sunday at 3-ish, 3:05, 3:15, or 3:25, Sunday night, Monday night, or Thursday night. The first five games, the Chiefs have played in all five of those slots. As a player who played in this league for 14 years, what are the challenges for a player to somehow recalibrate every week, physically, mentally, and emotionally? Because I just let everybody know out there on the largest network in the NFL, this is not an easy thing and hasn't been for our players.
Yeah, especially when you play the early game 1 week, next week you're playing the late game. Your preparation, you know, you get into a rhythm of what you want to be in season. You know, you have your dinner at the same time. Some people do, you know, some people are regimented that way. You like to play your games. You know they're going to move around, but having five games in five different times, it makes a difference, especially you have those couple of night games. And, yeah, you love it because you're the only thing on. But it takes forever. You think you're prepping forever for that game. And sometimes that sort of forces you to go into that false lull of, okay, am I ready or am I over ready? Or, you know, how much time do you have to think about what you're trying to do next? And so it does. It plays a little havoc with your body. But sometimes it works out better, especially for some of those older guys. Give them a little extra time to recuperate, recover in between games. But when you have short weeks, because you play Monday night, you play again Sunday. Now it's the shorter times, or you play a Thursday night game and go from there to the next Sunday. You know, you get a little extra time. So, you know, that plays a little havoc with your body because your body is trying to get into that temple of in season also. So it's you know, it's a good thing in some respects of, hey, I'm the only game in town, but then in the other aspects, if it's a short week, oh, man, my muscles need that time to recover and recoup. So you're hoping your practices change a little bit as well as giving you that scope of, you know, getting your body back as fast as you can so that you can do it again or getting that extra day of rest.
Yeah, leadership planning is huge here. Andy Reid is the best at it that I've ever seen. And, of course, trying to navigate this has not been easy for this team. Again, Will Shields, our guest tonight, the Pro Football Hall of Fame right guard, the best to ever do it. When you play 14 years and you get to 12 Pro Bowls and you have in your last 10 years one holding call in 10 years. And that was a bad call, right?
You know, it was an interesting call because, you know, the referee actually looked at me and I was like, what? He's like, I don't know what you did, but whatever you did, you had to do something wrong. So I'm just calling it because you did something.
It wasn't Carl Cheffers, was it? Did Carl Cheffers work that game? I'm just...
It was interesting. And, you know, it's one of those things of like, he was like, well, I don't know what you did, but whatever you did, it did something. And I was like laughing. I just laughed at him because, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the process, part of the game. And, you know, but it's just funny that he actually made a statement of, well, whatever you did, it must have been wrong. You know, I was like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah, game on. Chris Jones is listening. He'll be with us on a later show this year going, yeah, I hear that for sure. Anyway, when you play 14 years, 12 Pro Bowls, have one holding call, it's a bad call. In the last 10 years, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. Hang on. After we come back from the break, we're going to catch up with Will, and this game is big for us to do it for Will because we owe the Bills for Will. All right? We'll have that after this. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Chiefs have three eligible to the right, far side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap at the one and the five. In trouble, moves out past Crosby. Fires it late. Kelce at the catch inside the 10. Stiff arms one. Now two. Now three. Stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City, a hat trick for Travis Kelce. An 8-yard touchdown catch. His third TD of the night. And the Chiefs have the lead for the first time in the game.
We need some cheering on this side over here. We got a bunch of rookies to my left. We got to go. We got to bring it. All right. So awesome to have you out here tonight. Again, Will Shields, Pro Football Hall of Famer, with us tonight. Big thanks to Nick. It's been a little bit of a scramble drill. It's like Mahomes, right? Looking, spinning, looking, firing to Clyde and getting the touchdown. That's what we got going on tonight here with the Chiefs Kingdom Show. So many awesome people out here. Again, a season ticket holder has only missed two games in 54 seasons is out here tonight. The Armenian Embassy, Queen Esther visiting from Persia here tonight. That's awesome. Got some folks we haven't seen in a while. And, yes, our red coaters, some as far away from Florida. Prayers up for the folks from Florida as well. Stafford, Kansas here tonight, drove in just for the show. So we got some awesome folks here and some rookies on here tonight. So special thanks to Nick for handling that. All right, Will Shields with us. We got the Bills coming in. There's been history with the Bills, we know. 13 seconds, believe, that crazy game last year to beat them in the divisional playoffs in overtime. Getting it done in 13 seconds to kick the field goal. They got us pretty good last year, about a year ago this week. We're able to beat them, though, in the AFC Championship game in 2020. So a little rivalry going on. But for Will Shields, we got to do it for Will this week because Will Shields got to the AFC Championship game in Buffalo against the Bills. Will was 4-4 in his career against the Bills in the regular season. Just saying, including smoking them in 2003, 38-5. But that AFC Championship game, we're going to ask you, Will, in just a second, but tonight we got a special message for you, Will. Here we go. On three. One, two, three. Do it for Will. Beat the Bills for Will. All right. If we had a button, we'd put it on. Will, we want to do this for you, buddy. Get a little revenge.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, when we played that game, it was pretty rough. You know, going up there in our first, you know, my first and only championship game. Being up in Buffalo, but it was cold. It was an unbelievable game atmosphere. It was great players to go out and play with and against, you know, but we didn't get it done at that point, but it was still it still builds that sort of, that little ache in the back of your head about, you know, there's a couple of things that got away and that was one of them. And so we always watch them and we always love to play the Bills. And right now they're playing real well. So it would be even better to come away with a victory and catch them right now as they're trying to catch their stride.
I love what Josh Allen has done for the Bills. I admire him a lot. He's done for the Bills Mafia what Patrick Mahomes has done for the Chiefs Kingdom. Great dudes. The locker rooms respect them. They could be jealous of them. They're not. In fact, they love them. And so it's great that those two guys are really the top two quarterbacks right now in the National Football League, and they're going to meet on Sunday afternoon at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Before we let you go, I want to get caught up here. The Will to Succeed Foundation. I mentioned Will was the NFL Man of the Year in 2003, but the Will to Succeed Foundation continues on. And I saw you just had some events. What's the library? What is it? Library Lots? Let's
library,
loose. You had like the
loose.
Shawnee Jazz Band going.
Yeah, man, we had the jazz band going, and we basically did a fundraiser for the library system here in Johnson County, across the board. for new maker spaces and different things that they build out for programming. One of the biggest fundraisers they have every year. We got to be sort of the co-chairs, me and my wife, Senya, to hang out, have a good time. We had a band outside. We had actually a DJ inside, but also got an opportunity to have everybody go through all the new things that are going on and being able to use the library. And everybody should know, you use the library for free. You just get a card, and you can get as many books downloaded, or you can read them through there for free. So you don't have to go buy them. You just use your library card being local. So, you know, for us, we try to support, you know, here in Kansas City across the board and do different events. Just finished Lake Mary doing their golf tournament yesterday. And so, you know, we're just trying to do as much as we can to help our community grow.
Yeah, it's awesome. You have such a heart for kids, especially the Will to Succeed Foundation really zeroes in on kids. Travis Kelce just had his 87 and running event on Saturday night. It was awesome. Got a chance to emcee it. And that as well centers around the kids, Operation Breakthrough, which is they've been benefited from Will to Succeed. Same thing with Will. I mean, same thing with TK. But your heart for kids is something I know that just continues on.
Well, thank you, man. We love it. We enjoy it. And, you know, as they say, as long as we live here, we'll keep doing things to help our community and help our kids get forward.
Yep. And we have the Queen of Persia here tonight. Queen Esther's here. He is married. Will is married to the Queen of Denmark. Actually, I call Senya the Queen of Denmark to kid her, but she is Danish. But what a great lady you're married to, and your kids have done phenomenal, including Siobhan, who's had an 8-year career of playing professional basketball. And your daughter in medical school, that's pretty cool. And Solomon, man, just keeps going right along. So your family's done awesome.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and how's Sonika doing? She's in med school still, right?
She's technically a doctor. She's in residency now. So she's doing her residency work in Indianapolis.
Fantastic. Hopefully we'll get her back here.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We'd love to have her back here.
Yeah, the pride of the Drury Panthers, an outstanding basketball player for Drury University down in Springfield before then her undergrad days. So here we go. We're going to do it again for him before we let him go tonight. We got to get this done for the Chiefs Kingdom. If we're on three, we're going to do it for Will. Here we go. One, two, three. Do it for Will. I hope you feel the spirit tonight, buddy. We got to get revenge for you and beat the Bills' butts on Sunday afternoon.
I think they'll make it happen and get it done. Thanks a lot,
right,
as usual. Have a good one.
Will Shields, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us tonight. Thank you, Will. We appreciate it. We'll be back to wrap things up on the show and get you ready for Sunday afternoon. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Burton the fullback, offset eye. Edwards-Helaire the tailback. 24-23 Chiefs. First down and goal to go at the one. They're going to throw it. Near side it is. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce! 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdown receptions. This time on a play action fake.
Welcome back to our Hy-Vee and Mission between Johnson Drive and Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's a short week and got to get ready to beat the Buffalo Bills. Thanks to Pro Football Hall of Famer Will Shields for being with us tonight. We got to do it for Will and beat the Bills this week. Yes, disrupt the huddle and get some more penalties on the Bills this week. A reminder, I don't know. So one thing we got to get done going into this Bills game, we got to get some takeaways. We've only had 4 takeaways in 5 games, and we've only given it away 4 times, but it's 4 minus 4 equals 0. Bill Metter is here tonight. We went to college together. He helped me get through math. 4 minus 4 is equal to 0. The Bills, interestingly enough, have 11 takeaways. 11 takeaways by the Bills defense, which is better than even last year's defense. But they also have 9 giveaways. Whoops. 9 giveaways, but that still puts them at +2. So when I think giveaways and takeaways, I get hungry. And I think of barbecue and football. The Zarda KC takeaway sandwich, all right, is my go-to game day meal for sure. Sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese. Score the sandwich plus hand-cut fries, just $10 at your Kansas City Metro, St. Joe, and Lawrence Hy-Vee locations. That's courtesy of your friends at Hy-Vee. Also from Zarda, it is the takeaway KC sandwich. Legarius Sneed is promoting that sandwich. We need him to promote some takeaways. In fact, he has had our takeaways this year. He came on slot blitz and separated the ball from Tom Brady. Tom didn't like it so much. He lost it, and Chris Jones recovered the fumble. How about Chris Jones? Chris Jones just keeps playing good ball. Anybody in here tonight named Carl? Chris Jones, everybody, you know, we like hamburgers and we like sacks, and he is being so disruptive on the defensive line. He's never worked harder in watching him work at training camp this year in St. Joseph. He was our most consistent, hardest worker every day, and that's saying something because Kelsey or Mahomes is usually right there. But Chris Jones is playing awesome football, and it was just for that call yesterday. I'm like, what? Keep encouraging Stone Cold because he's got to keep ripping and roaring in there. You heard from the injury report earlier from Andy Reid. Turk Wharton is out for the season with an ACL injury, and that one's rough. Turk is an awesome dude, played at Missouri S&T in Division II football, has been a very good player for us, but now defensive line rotation becomes an issue. We've got Derek Nnadi, we've got Stone Cold Chris Jones. Colin Saunders is playing great ball, right, Colin, in his fourth year. But we need some help in there. You got to have at least four-man rotation, sometimes five, depending on the opponent that you play. So look for some movement here on the practice squad. Maybe former New England Patriot Danny Shelton, who looks like a grain elevator. You'll see him on Sunday. It's a grain elevator. Or Taylor Stallworth, who's a veteran, had some good years with the Colts. So we got to have some moves there. And hopefully we'll get Harrison Butker this week. Okay. Congratulations to Matthew Wright. He had a 59-yard field goal, the all-time kick in Chiefs history. Way to go, Matthew. Again, I told you, he looks like he had to be going to homecoming this week. Young-looking dude, but then, man, be consistent. Don't miss any PATs or make sure you hit 41-yard field goals. We got a break there, but we'll see what happens this week with the injury situation. Hopefully get Mike Dana back as well. This is a game that is huge. The Buffalo Bills are roaring hot. I mean, they smoked the Steelers on Sunday, and they're going to come in here all mad, remembering, you know, what happened last year with that 13-second game. But we'll be waiting for them, right? We'll be waiting for them. All right? You can, like I said before, you can disrespect the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs, but you're going to have to deal with the Chiefs. And the National Football League is finding that out. I don't care if we play Sunday, Thursday, Monday, Friday. So thanks for coming out tonight. You guys have been awesome. Sellout crowd. Love every one of you. Get ready to beat the Bills' butts. Let's go. Thanks for joining us. Next week it's at Liberty. Liberty, Northland, Liberty. Home game for Susie Bling Bling and also for Snowstorm Sandy. Thanks for the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.